What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This episode of Bussin' with the Boys is presented by Barstool Sports. Victory fucking Monday, boys and girls. The boys are 5-0. The Tennessee Titans, the Tennessee boys, are 5-0. And it is hard as hell to go undefeated at anything, especially this league. And I'll be damned if we don't celebrate our ass off and give a couple shout-outs. Huge shout-out to the boy Arthur Smith, who's been on the pod and blessed us on this podcast. You can go back and listen to his episode early on. It was one of our first five. So you'll really be getting back in the time capsule. Also, shout out Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. Tannehill, Ryan Tennessee, is freaking throwing dimes. He's throwing balls to everybody. I think everybody caught a ball that game. I was inactive, and I caught a fucking ball. But the boys are playing lights out right now. Huge game against Steelers coming up. We need all your love and support, as always. We're throwing banger watch parties and tailgates at Acme Feed and Seed, so you can follow us at Bussin' WTB to see those updates, RSVP, and have a great time partying and cheering on the boys. Listen, not only is it Victory Monday and the boys are 5-0, but we're still in Spooktober. And Spooktober, this has been the best one yet. The boy and I, we were talking the other day, and we were talking about how great and how much people are embracing the spook right now. Barstool's embracing the spook. Personalities, everybody's embracing the spook. And the rules are, I hope you're doing this because you got to spread this knowledge and information to everybody. But the rules are, you got to watch a spook a day, whether it's Halloween, it's got to be Halloween themed. So whether it's a horror, whether it's a feel good, Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus, or you can get crazy and go Sinister. You can go Paranormal Activity, Exorcist, all those crazy motherfuckers, dude. I don't know why I bleeped that one out. But Spooktober has been phenomenal. We have the best shirts yet. Our Spooktober shirts are insane, dude. It's got all the slashers on there. Jason, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger. It's got the boys on there as skeletons. Great colors, great design. Shout out Ryan for doing that. And our merch is awesome. We just restocked our last restock of the Spooktober shirt, so make sure you get those bad boys and continue to embrace the spook. Not only embrace, but continue to share with everybody else on how to embrace the spook, because it's a big deal. Again, follow the boys, Bussin' WTB. This pod is doing, we are getting great reviews on the Spooktober episodes. 1 and 2 were great. 3, this one right here, you're going to love even more. A lot of good laughs, a lot of good storytelling, a lot about how to embrace a spook, and we do it together with energy and just fun, dude. A lot of big dick energy going on right now this week. But subscribe to the pod, continue to leave reviews. I absolutely loved reading and catching up on the reviews last week. Please continue to leave funny ass reviews and good reviews for the boys. Subscribe and rate 5 stars. And if you already are subscribe, please do us a favor and unsubscribe right now. Wait for that little subscribe bubble to pop back up again and tap that and resubscribe to the boys, because it helps jump us up the charts, and we got to stay in front of people's faces because we got to continue to spread the good word. This episode you're gonna love. Before we get into that episode, I got to give a huge shout out to Whoop. No free shout outs, obviously, but we are all wearing Whoop. The boys are wearing Whoop. The locker room is wearing Whoop. Barstool is wearing Whoop. Everyone is wearing Whoop. I eat, sleep, breathe Whoop information. You're probably wondering what Whoop is. Whoop is a fitness tracker that provides personalized insights on your performance, your sleep performance, how recovered you are, and how much stress you're putting on your body daily, whether it's from a workout or any normal stressor. You don't have to be some fitness guru to get this Whoop app. You can be just going about your day and not do nothing, just walking to the fridge and back and get Whoop insight on how stressed out you are. Regardless if you're already in shape or just looking to build healthier habits, Whoop helps you identify your body's needs and provides actionable insights to help you achieve your goals. Will, what are these actionable insights that you're talking about? Well, let me tell you what's great with the boys at Whoop is that every day when you get up, You get a recovery score based on your HRV or heart rate variability. You also get a recovery score based on your resting heart rate and sleep performance. All of these things are absolutely crucial to set you up for the day. That is then used as an indicator on how to approach your day and your training. If you get a green recovery score, that means your body is ready to take on a more intensive day. But if it's red, that's a signal that it could be the weekend, that you might want to take a rest day or have an active recovery day. The Whoop app even has built-in features like a strength coach, which gives you target exertion goals for workouts. That helps you optimize the level of intensity your body is signaling that it can handle. So if you're not sure what type of training your body is ready for, this is an awesome feature to keep you from overtraining. And based on how strenuous your day is, the app also has a sleep coach, which actually lets you know how much you're sleeping, what types of sleep you're getting, the deep, the light, the RE, the REM sleep, all of it. So you can wake up and be recovered enough to achieve your performance goals that you've set for yourself. For our Bussin' listeners, Whoop is offering 15% off with the code BUSSIN at checkout. Go to Whoop or Go to Whoop, that is WHOOP.com, and enter code BUSSIN at checkout to save 15%. Sleep better, recover faster, and train smarter with Whoop. Optimize your performance with the boys. Again, we are all doing it. We are all strapped with a Whoop right now. They have different colored bands. They have all of it to be fashionable, everything. But let's get healthier together with Whoop. Optimize your performance with Whoop. Shout out Whoop. No free shout outs. Bloss, drop the fucking hook to Spooktober number 3, my baby.
With the kids fucking giggling at the end, dude. That's one thing. I tell you what, man, as far as like the slasher movies go, it went. Halloween was a fucking well put together. It had solid backstory. It put it in there, and then it was just a nightmare from hell the whole night of Halloween. And then Jason Voorhees came in the first couple movies. It's like, it's tits and ass, it's smoking joints, it's kids getting decapitated. It's a little more.
He's taking that machete and slicing heads off.
And we talked about in the last podcast, like, Jason is stacked from the get-go.
He kind of looks like Brock Lesnar.
He does look a little bit like Brock Lesnar, but with a way more fucked up face. I feel like Brock doesn't really have that much of a fucked up face. Brock, I know you're a big fan of the pod,
way more
of a fucked up face, dude. And then, like, Freddy Krueger's like this, like, and also none of
them
talk.
Can you imagine if Brock Lesnar was sitting there?
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean that.
Looking jacked.
What do you mean?
I tell you, give you the F5 right here on the fucking bus.
Holy shit. But like another thing too, something to sleep on Freddy Krueger is, one, it's done an amazing job of when you go see that movie, you go home, and when you go to bed, you're like, oh fuck, something could happen here. You know what I'm saying? I hope when I go to sleep, he's not there. And then you're like, well, I can't give him power because the whole thing, you give Freddy Krueger power, fear, and then he's strong enough to kill you.
Yes.
And the guy can talk too. And he's got some solid chirps.
Yeah.
He's got some solid chirps. When I was like, I think
he can flirt a little bit with you too. He makes it real weird and uncomfortable.
He's real rapey.
Yeah.
He is very rapey. And
big rape vibe.
Big rape vibe. Jason's a mama's boy. Like, and so you like Jason's mother.
Yeah, he is.
Jason gets killed.
He's kind of soft.
There's a part of Jason that you're like, man, I kind of want to root for this cat. It's like the show Him or You or Her. What's the one with the dude's like a killer, but he's like obsessive with the girls?
Yeah, you're talking about you.
Yeah,
you're
like about you. This guy's murdering cats and being super creepy. But part of you is like, man, I kind of hope this guy like makes it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he seems like he means well.
Yeah, and then with Jason, you feel that. Michael Myers, you're like, man, this guy just wants to kill his entire family.
He's fucking, like you said, evil.
He's evil. Just straight
black
evil.
In his eyes.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they tried changing him a few times. He might go with it for a second, but that motherfucker turns on you, bro.
I tell you what, man. When the one we saw in theaters together, the newest one that came out in 2018.
Right. Yeah.
When they're standing at that psychiatric ward. And there's like a box.
Yeah, and they got him like basically on like a chain.
Yeah, and he's just standing there. It kind of reminds me of like The Longest Yard when that big ass like Mexican cat's playing ping pong and Adam Sandler.
Yeah, and they walk up.
If I lower this part, we could play together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's way fucking scarier than that, dude. But yeah, Kruger got that. And his backstory too, like the first movie you watch it, Johnny Depp's actually in the first movie of Nightmare on Elm Street. Do you know that?
Johnny Depp is what?
Johnny Depp's in the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
I did not know that.
He's the one that falls asleep and listen to music. And then the claw, like Freddy Krueger's claws come up under and grab Freddy and like pull him down. And he's dead. And then blood starts like shooting onto the roof. It's very gory.
I don't feel like I've watched all the Nightmare on Elm Streets.
Really?
Yeah, I know. My dad's super into the Nightmare on Elm Streets. I've watched kind of like the newer ones, like the remakes and stuff like that.
Well, the Freddy vs. Jason one, there he is. The Freddy vs. Jason one, you get more of a backstory on Freddy Krueger. And Freddy ends up being the villain out of the two between Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Like you actually are rooting for Jason. Like they literally, I think they tranquilize him or something like that. They literally give him a stab in the neck.
When he's been in the back of a van.
In the back of a van.
Yeah.
But like
Freddy. And he starts having the dream that he's drowning.
Yeah. Cause that's like, that was his thing. Like Freddy was burnt to death.
Right.
And that's why, I think that's why they didn't do Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees or either of those three. Yeah. That was a good combination because Jason was water. Like that was his element of like this is his weakness. Like a Pokemon card. You got a rock Pokemon. Jason Voorhees was a rock Pokemon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then Freddy was burned to death in a warehouse because he was like snatching kids up and I think he was like touching them and stuff.
Then the parents like burned the school.
The parents burned the school down. That is what happened. That happened to Freddy versus Jason as well. But I tell you what, Freddy's little origin story is
His one's suspect for sure.
His one's suspect, but it's like, I love that kind of stuff. When you
right, because there's more detail in his backstory than all the others.
Pretty much. I mean, there's a lot on Jason. And there's a few on Michael, too.
Yeah, but not as much. Mike just fucking stabbed his sister. Like, it's not like you knew. Yeah. They try to say he got possessed by shit and stuff like that, but it's not like they show that or anything.
That's the thing when you do 10 separate movies on one guy.
I know.
Like, things are going to get a little skewed. And then, like, they're redoing the whole thing, and this is, who's the guy, the Devil's Rejects guy, who does, Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie
dude, his movie was fucked,
His movie was fucked.
They got him killing animals and kind of transitioning into just being some psycho, little psychopathic killer.
Oh.
And then when he taped his stepdad to the fucking chair.
Fuck yeah.
Because he was like drunk and passed out, taped him to it, and then just started fucking stabbing him.
God.
Dude, how would you rate? Let's do a list. Hey, bring up the slasher list. How would we rate the slashers like in a fight, dude? What kind of slashers we got out there?
Do you want to go, with the movies or the villains themselves?
Let's throw the villains in, because if we go,
that's his best villain. Well, we got a monster. There's a lot out here, dude. Ooh,
this is just what I could come up with. I know you guys got more.
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think we'd have more. If anything, we don't want it to be that
the best,
long.
The best thing to do is just slash them out when you know they don't have a chance. First, you have a chance.
Hannibal Lecter has no chance.
Hannibal Lecter's dead so fast. He's a genius, but he's not really. He's a monster. He's a monster, but he's not a real monster. Like, I've seen Jason, Freddy, and Michael.
I didn't watch The Human Centipede.
Should we
take that one out?
I did. That's not really a monster. He's a mad scientist. So yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, take him out.
Chucky doesn't stand a chance. He's out.
Ooh, I like little Chucky, though. That motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah. When you get to these guys, there's Leatherface. So this is the list right now. People can't see this list. So Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Ghostface, which is from the movie Scream.
Scream.
Yeah, Scream. Michael Myers, Jack Terrace from The Shining. He dead. Sorry, buddy. That's a great movie. That's a top three spook of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we were looking at IMDb earlier, and I think it was number two in the horror list.
But that list was very suspect.
Very suspect.
Very suspect.
But shout out to The Shining.
Shout out to The Shining. That's a very few times you find a well done, well acted, well plot, like good plot, good storyline.
Yeah.
The whole thing is rock solid when it comes to The Shining.
I got a side story on The Shining before we move on.
Yeah, no.
So
like
The hotel or whatever, right? That it was filmed
in Colorado.
I've been to. It's like all this different whiskey tasting. They've turned it into something now, and it was pretty dope.
Is it still an active hotel?
Yeah,
I'd be a little scared to stay in that place, man. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, the Stanley Hotel. It was cool, man. A huge list of different whiskeys.
I think the guys from Ghost Adventures actually did. Zach Baggins. He's the like the head dude from Ghost Adventures. He and I have DM'd a couple times on Twitter.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got himself like a haunted museum in Vegas. And he's like, yeah, dude, I'll give you like a tour of it or whatever. He's got.
I bet that's sick. A haunted museum in Vegas, because you know they do it right out there.
They do it right in Vegas. The attractions out there are stupid good.
Yeah.
He's got who was a guy who just died? Wasn't died. He was a serial killer. And they have his Ted Bundy's. He has Ted Bundy's glasses there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He's got and I think his
Ted Bundy had a creepy story. Dude.
Creepy documentary on story, Netflix,
whatever
dude.
It was called.
I'm weird about serial killers.
I
love the stories.
Yeah, you're into
Charles Manson. Like people, when you play the game, like all the time, like who would you want to have lunch with? If you have lunch with anybody? Like there's, I mean, obviously, yeah, cut out Jesus, cut out Buddha, like cut out all the religious cats. Like who do you go with? And some guy I kind of lean on all the time is
Manson,
Charles Manson.
You have to give him a booster seat.
Yeah, he's a tiny cat, huh? But you think like I watch interviews of him and he's just rambling. If I had him
in a weird fucking way,
man, like you legit kind of like start to believe him. But that's the thing, like. Someone so manipulative to like get people to go and kill other people. It's crazy.
I mean, you saw it took those women a long time to fight.
Are they still
recovered.
In jail?
Alex, do you guys remember that Charles Manson documentary? Like those chicks that ended up going to jail for that murder that happened? Yeah, you can bring it up.
That was my favorite thing about
shout out Josh, dude.
Shout out Josh
for bringing the lattes.
Good job. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you might be sitting here with us right now and be like, hey, the interview seems a little off. Like, these guys don't seem as hype as they usually are.
Oh, we're hyped, dude.
We're hype.
Come on now.
We're hype, but the week before when we did the podcast, it's taken us all. Like, we're in the depths. We're in the deep, deep part of Halloween. And I'll tell you what, it messes with your psyche a little bit.
After that last week, dude, it was eerie.
It was.
I mean, we were on the phone for the next probably hour when we were at home.
Yeah.
Separately.
Can't go home. I just can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Not by myself, at least.
That's what I'm saying.
Terrified out
it
there.
It was a weird vibe after last week.
What do we got going here? Which one's the coconut deal?
I think they all are. I got them all like that.
You got them coconut, all of them?
Yep.
Tell you what.
Coconut milk.
Yep. That's a sweet little deal.
Yeah, let's get back to ranking the slashers.
Yeah, go back to
it.
Yeah. So, but Charles. You brought the Charles Manson thing. Yeah, these girls, they took a lot. They were in like recovery. There's a whole movie about it, right? Where they're like in recovery.
Yeah, and then a documentary.
It's like a mockumentary. Like it's a true story, but it's like there's actors and stuff. It's not the actual people.
Yeah. What's back to ranking. Let's do the rankings. Oh, we still staying on this?
I mean, these girls I'm just trying to find out a lot, right? And they had to like, are they still in jail? That's all I want to know. We'll move on after that.
There's a lot of them. There's like 16 of them.
I know, but I want to say there's three.
Really?
Right?
There's a three
that were
part
of the murder. That went to jail and it took, they were trying to do studies, therapy and everything because they just believed that certain groups of people were trying to take over the world and they had to hurt them to kill them.
It's a race war, right?
Yeah. I think it was based around race.
This one's still in prison. As of January 2019, her case is being reviewed once again.
God.
Died of brain cancer at 61.
A long time, dude.
Spending that much time in jail, I feel like, what's the amount of time you got to spend in jail before it's like you just
give up?
You can't not give up, but like you can't even like really work in the real world anymore. Like you don't know.
Right. There comes a time where I would think like, I don't even give a fuck to go back out there.
But also like if I went to jail right now and the way technology is just so advancing so much every single year, 20 years from now, I won't even be able to really function out in the real world.
I would bet it's way quicker than that just because of how different. I mean, I've never been to prison, thank God, but like I would assume it's so different on the inside. Like that's nothing like regular society. I'm sure you get out and you're just like, you're not second guessing everybody that you're around. You know what I mean? Imagine that. Like you just go to the calf. You're just trying to eat your food, but like you can't just eat your food.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention.
Yeah. And think about Shawshank Redemption.
Great movie.
The old guy ended up going out and he hung himself because he just couldn't really adapt.
He couldn't adapt to the real world.
He was trying to get like a job and he just wasn't like fitting in. He like missed the boys at prison.
Why don't you just commit a crime and just say, I just want to go back?
I think that happens. I think people do that.
People do that all the time. Yeah. People do that all the time. I've been in jail like 72 hours.
I've sat in a cell.
Hours.
I tell you what, I was fucking different after, man.
I sat in a cell for like 3 hours.
I saw some
hours.
Fucking thing. Drunk Tank.
Yeah, I was Nipper. By myself. It wasn't even nothing serious.
Yeah, that's
it. What though? Changed me.
Did it?
No. Dude. I mean, I guess, like I learned my lesson, but
Did you ever drink underage again?
Yeah.
Then you didn't learn your lesson.
But I'm saying.
You learned how to knock it.
Yeah.
Hey, the boy was smarter.
Yeah, yeah, I got smarter.
Staying in that dorm room, just like sipping a Coca-Cola and some whiskey by yourself. That's hilarious. All right, yeah, sorry. So back to the best villains and monsters. We're ranking these guys. Who would win in a fight, right? Ghostface from Scream.
Hey, who's in our final? Who's in our final? Here we go.
So we got...
All right. Here we go. I got a spooky little saying for us. A spooky little question. Mirror, mirror on the wall. What is the best brand for my balls? Manscaped. Shout out Manscaped. No free shout outs, of course. Huge announcement with our partners at Manscaped. They are now taking care of your nose pubes to ensure you're taking care of your manhood and your nose hairs with their new performance package. This is phenomenal. As somebody who yanks those nose hairs out constantly, they get a little long, they blend in with your mustache a little bit, they tickle your nose, you feel like you got something up there that you need to dig out, you look a little embarrassed in public, but you realize it's just a nose hair you got to yank out. You don't have to do that anymore. Manscaped Performance Package now has the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Let me explain what's in this new package. The Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, which is waterproof and uses a 9,000, you heard me right, a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Sounds like a damn truck engine, dude. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs. Look, boys, 79% of partners were polled and admitted that long nose hair is a huge turnoff. So we got to start taking care of those nose pubes. This bundle also includes the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which you've heard me just bedazzle you with how great that thing is. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your little brown eye, and your body. Let's not forget their famous liquid formulations either. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver, that ball toner that maximizes your ball hygiene routine. Smells phenomenal. I use it as cologne and as some neck and face lotion at times because it smells that damn good. It makes you want to go down on yourself. That's how good it smells. Get the performance package now to receive their two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Also, you will receive a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking and lawn mowing time clean and enjoyable. The performance package is the best value that Manscaped has to offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUSSIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUSSIN, BUSSIN, at manscaped.com. Start thinking ahead for the holidays and start getting everybody right with this Manscaped new Manscaped Performance Package. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds and make sure your balls look great during the process. Jason.
Yep.
Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
Scream.
Yep.
Michael Myers.
Yep.
Pennywise.
Mm-hmm.
Leatherface. Pennywise is a little different. I think you can almost kind of, I would vote take him out.
I don't know. Before you take Pennywise out, you need to take Leatherface out, because Leatherface hasn't been killed, brought back to life, resurrected, anything like that. That man, he's just a weirdo that used to work at a butcher shop.
But Scream, that's just like a human being trying to hide in a thing.
He's next to go.
But I want to see him go at it. Who are we going to say wins? You know what I mean?
Pennywise faces Ghostface. If we're ranking these, you might even go Freddy is a one seed. You might go Freddy as a one seed because Freddy's in your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Jason took him in Freddy vs. Jason.
But did he? Because at the end scene, he's walking out of the lake holding Freddy Krueger's head. And what does Freddy do? He winks at him.
I've seen a lot of guys that don't get their hand raised at the end of a UFC fight that says, "I'll be back." That's basically what happened.
It went to a
unanimous decision.
Yes. No,
Jason
you're so right.
And Freddie's like, I'm going to get a rematch. Like Conor McGregor versus fucking Diaz after that first one.
So Jason's the only one that's won an actual fight. So Jason's a one seed. I know it's
tough. It's tough. But yes, let's just have him there for right now.
Okay. Freddie, Jason's a one seed. Freddie is going to be a two seed because he's been in a fight. Ghostface.
They've all fucking killed somebody.
I would go Michael Myers.
He's been in a fight.
No, like a real fight versus another villain, dude. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about like a movie. They've been in a versus movie.
Exactly. Right. Michael Myers got to be three. Pennywise is four, which I would even argue Pennywise should be three. Leatherface is going to be five.
Yeah, and then, definitely Scream is at the bottom.
Scream's at the bottom. So Ghostface, one, five seed.
Jason and Freddie are getting buys. Here's how this will work. Okay. Jason and Freddie get buys. Who's the three seed? Mike Myers. He is facing...
I'll put them all in order for you. Hold on. I'll get them all in order.
Mike Myers is going to face...
Mike Myers faces Scream, and Pennywise faces Leather... Or, hang on. Come on, hang on. We got
there it.
There
he's got go. It all, go he's got it all dialed in now.
All right. So what will happen?
At the three seed, Mike Myers is taking on
Leatherface.
And Pennywise, the four seed, Pennywise is taking on Ghostface.
Yes. So let's start with Mike Myers versus Leatherface.
Okay, Mike Myers versus Leatherface. This is a clear-cut first-round knockout, in my opinion.
I think so, too. I think so, too. What,
they both, towards the end, Michael Myers got some bulk on him. He's been through adversity. He's literally been resurrected. He's been dead. He's been alive. He's been shot. He's been everything. He's been burned. And the guy keeps fucking coming back.
Yeah.
Leatherface literally, the only thing Leatherface has going for him is Chainsaw.
Chainsaw, he's big and he's got some of that, you know, that dumb strength. We'll just call him Simple Jack. He's got some Simple Jack to him.
I like how you went around that. Yeah.
He's stomping around inside. You know what I mean? Somebody yells, hey, dinner's ready. He comes up from the basement. Mike ain't fucking around with that dude. He's going to be standing outside of a room. He's going to slit his throat right when he walks to the door.
Here's the thing, too, though. There is, if you get Leatherface focused on Mike Myers, he might have a chance because Mike Myers doesn't give a fuck about killing really anybody else but his family members.
But in this situation,
he's in a tournament. He'll kill an offhand stoner. Stab him. Done.
Yeah.
But he's looking for Laurie. You know what I'm saying? He's looking for the whole family.
Yeah, but, you know, in this situation, he's looking for fucking Leatherface.
They're in a cage match?
No. Let's just say it's around a house. You know what I'm saying?
Like Leatherface's house from
We'll say Leatherface's house. We'll say the rest of the family, they're gone for the weekend.
Then you got more than, I think, Leatherface. There's trap doors in that place. He's got his whole family helping him out.
But the family's not. I said the family's going away for vacation. Leatherface is going to be walking home from his little butcher where he slices the meat and stuff.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers is going to be stalking him the entire way. Leatherface isn't going to have a fucking clue nor a chance. Okay, but let's just say he's focused on Mike Myers.
Here's another thing. Leatherface got fired from his job, the butcher job. That's a big reason why he became Simple Jack mad. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. The
dad would go and bring the kids back to the house. He would butcher them up. I think they would eat them. There was cannibalism involved.
Yeah.
So
I'm still going Mike Myers.
I know you are.
Clean sweep.
I'd say Mike Myers took a couple dents there.
He might have took a dent. I mean, again, Leatherface is a big, strong dude.
We're split, Alex. Deciding.
Oh, we're split. You're saying Leatherface.
I'm saying Leatherface.
Get the fuck. Go fuck yourself.
No. Okay. I think it's close. I get you.
Want to play some devil's advocate? I understand. I respect it.
No, I don't even know if I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just saying it's fucking close. All right. It's not a clean sweep at all.
In my opinion, Mike Myers is going to face Freddy Krueger.
The thing is...
Hang on, let Alex get a word in. What do you think, Alex?
I'd go Mike Myers as well. He's a seasoned vet, man. How many Chainsaw Massacre movies are there?
That's true. That's a good point compared to Halloween.
That's a good point, dude. Three?
Best Abilities Availability. And they're still making them movies.
And they still are. Halloween Kills. October 15th, 2021.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit! There's eight of them!
How many Halloweens are there?
There's like
30.
Let me guess. There's 11.
I'll say 12. 13.
No way. Hey, Price is Right rules. You won.
Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Zach, what do you think?
I ain't going to lie. I'm probably going Leatherface here. I'm a big Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Take the mic from him.
I know. Good on you, Zachy. I say, all right, first off, I probably would have been swayed to go to Mike Myers. I would have, for the sole reason that he's seasoned. There's not that many more, yes, but he's been killed. And I haven't seen all the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, so I'm playing a little bit of favoritism here.
Yeah.
Josh Wayne.
I haven't seen any of the Chainsaw movies, but I'm going to have to go with Mike Myers just because, I mean, you take him out once, he's going to come back.
Yeah.
So can't really fight him.
That's true. He has cheated death.
Several times.
Yeah. And he's known as he's a devil.
He's known as evil. His word is evil. Pure evil. Yep.
Mike Myers is going to the next round.
Mike Myers is going to the next round. Leatherface is out.
Pennywise versus Ghostface. I think this is pretty simple.
This is a clean sweep. Pennywise is crushing him.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not know.
I'm trying to think about Pennywise's voice because I can kind of do his voice decently.
Yeah.
But I think I got to hear it. Do when he's talking to what is it? Is it Georgie? How you, Georgie?
Oh, hey. Dude! Pennywise is definitely taking out.
Pennywise the dancing clown.
Hey,
it's creepy.
That
dude.
Is creepy. Solid stuff. Solid.
So we're gonna say Pennywise over Scream, even though I just like Scream. Like I just feel like he tries hard. He's got a little knife, runs around.
It's a solid movie too. But I tell you, people don't remember Scream as much as they remember Scary Movie. People remember the Scary Movie stuff.
More than they remember
Scream. Mike Myers though took dents about Leatherface. He's beat up. He's beaten and battered a little bit.
My thing is, how do you actually fight Pennywise? That's why I didn't fully want him on the list.
Here's the argument for Pennywise: is a bunch of kids beat his ass. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
What? How did the movie end? Was it like they didn't give him his power? They didn't allow to be scared or something like that?
I think it was maybe a fear thing too, right?
It had to be something.
I think
like
it was
that,
a fear
dude.
Thing.
It had to
kind
be
of
a fear
like
thing.
kind of like a Freddy thing. All right, hey, let's get into what we want to fucking talk about. This final four. Hey, in the end, they defeat Pennywise by making him feel really bad about himself. God damn it.
That's it? Oh my God, that's so funny. Pennywise is...
And he's going against Jason right now?
He's going against Jason.
You could almost say Scream would win because Scream would call Pennywise and do the whole, what's your favorite scary movie?
No,
and
then
talk him into feeling bad about himself.
That's not the actual... Scream is, I know what you did last summer.
No, that's actually
a movie called I Know What You Did Last Summer, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a
real yes, movie. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So cute.
There it is.
Such a cute laugh.
But Scream was playing off like, you know, what's your favorite scary movie? Like, is it this one? Blah, blah, blah.
So, I guess.
I almost just want to do a round robin with the three boys, dude. Jason, Freddy, Mike Myers. I think that's what
well,
we all
I think
want.
Well, I think what what's going to happen if you're doing these monsters, first off, we're missing a couple monsters. Like, I don't know, Frankenstein or the creature from the Black Lagoon, one of the original horror movies.
Yeah,
there was a 3D movie from 1954. Awful.
Yeah, we're leaving some people off, but ultimately deep down the child in us, we wanted Jason, Freddy, Mike Myers.
If you follow this call, which I know the tier ones do, and I know the tier twos do, and I know the tier threes have heard a couple murmurings going on, we are big slasher guys. We do like the slashers. Why? Because I tell you what, the other stuff a little too scary sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It is. The murderers with the knives and the gun and the guy all over the place. That's scary, but it's not too scary.
But then you got the devil shit, dude.
That devil shit is the scariest shit.
The Exorcist.
Annabelle. Paranormal Activity. Any of them. Poltergeist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Omen.
Sinister.
Oh, Sinister. Good. That was a good spook. Yeah. It was a really good spook.
All right, let's finish this. Let's finish this tournament up.
Okay,
dude.
So we're finishing the tournament up.
If we win by it, it's Pennywise versus Jason.
Pennywise versus Jason, I think it's
Jason. Jason's our one seed, and we want to see Jason go to the finals.
Yeah, but I also think Pennywise, Jason can't talk, so no one can make Pennywise feel bad about himself.
And he would play into the little boy in Jason.
And yep, he would play into the little boy in Jason. I think Pennywise beats Jason. 4-1 upset.
That's a good thought. That's a good take.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would like to buy that take.
All right.
Wow. But I just want to see Jason go to the finals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all do. But I tell you what, if we're talking about just strictly, like, I might be able to beat Alex's ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I could beat Alex's ass, but you could beat my ass. It's like a rock, paper, scissors thing. Like, one always beats the other.
Who am I beating?
I'm rock to his paper to your scissors.
I think we're saying...
You beat Will. Will beats you.
Ultimately...
You beat me. Wait.
Jason would be seen as the victor, but Pennywise would play into his weakness.
If you had a no holds bar,
smart. He'd play smarter, not harder.
Who would? Who would?
Pennywise.
Yes, and that's why Jason would lose, because Jason is a fumbling, just a slash him and stab him type dude.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Got a heart of gold. He's scratch all day, match all weight.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You're right. I think you're right. I think we do have an upset alert.
I think we got an upset alert. Jason Voorhees goes down to Pennywise. I hated to see it. I fucking hated to see it. But now we got a couple of deals going here because
now we got a match we all want to see. We all want to talk about. Ad time. This episode of Bustin' with the Boys is also brought to you by Dude Wipes. The original flushable wipes for guys. If you're not using these yet while dropping a morning deuce, do yourself a favor and check out the boys because you'll feel so much better and fresher than only using that shitty toilet paper that sits there and it just gets a little, it gets a little dingleberry toilet paper in your little hairs and stuff like that. And it's never fun ripping them out while you're in the shower. Dude wipes will truly change your life. They are fragrance free and dude size at 49 square inches. And check out the brand new Dude Wipes Mint Chill made with mint, eucalyptus, and tea tree oils to treat your booty hole more right than it's ever been before. The Dude brand has expanded into a whole line of awesome hygiene products. They have Dude Shower Wipes, Dude Powder for your balls. They even have a sweet bidet called the Dude Wiper 1000. A cool brand out of Chicago, as seen on Shark Tank, Dude has a little something for everyone with your everyday hygiene needs. You can pick up their stuff at Amazon, Walmart, and Target nationwide, not wise, Jesus. All you have to do is use code BUS10, that's BUS10, for 10% off at dudeproducts.com. You will never have a better morning shit than using the Dude Wipes. So go to dudeproducts.com and use code BUS10 for 10% off. Back to the episode.
We do
Mike
want to talk
Myers
about
Myers versus Freddy.
So this is a perfect situation of a rock, paper, scissors thing. Because I think if you put Freddy Krueger against Pennywise, it's Freddy Krueger, he's well-spoken. He's got some good chirps. He's tearing Pennywise apart. He's going to win that battle.
Yep.
Boom. But Michael Myers don't talk. He's just evil.
He's just evil. Like, what are you going to get in Michael Myers' dreams? He's not scared.
I don't think he sleeps.
I know. I don't think he sleeps either. Let's assume he does sleep. Either way, I don't think Mike Myers is scared.
Yeah. I think Pennywise is going to win this whole thing.
He's pure evil. I got Mike Myers.
I know you do. But I tell you what, you can't just stay with your bias. You have to talk about who's going to like win the fight based on what. Unlike you, Mike Myers does not need to sleep, eat, or sit. Mike Myers beats Freddy Krueger because he never actually sees him. He's in a fucking dream. You know what I'm saying? One of them's going to quit after a while, and Freddy Krueger talks and has a personality.
Mike Myers versus Pennywise.
Final.
Well,
again, to me, Pennywise, it's a big fear thing with him.
Mike Myers doesn't talk.
That's what I'm saying. Mike Myers isn't scared.
So what if this? What if Pennywise goes out, gets Lori, all the people that Mike Myers wants to kill in his family, puts him out there? Now a man's got no goal. He's getting a horse in the race anymore. Does he just lay down and die now?
Possibly.
Right?
But again, we're thinking one-on-one.
It's a fucking coin flip. It really is.
What do you guys think? Alex, what do you think?
I've never seen It.
Wow.
So there's that. But
disappointing?
Yeah. I would go Mike Myers just off strength of his name. He's Mike Myers.
He's fucking Mike Myers, dude. He's got the mask.
I'll tell you what, dude. That's like when you go play the Patriots. People say, hey, don't worry about, like, when you play the Yankees.
The Lion.
What's that movie called? Catch Me If You Can. Guy's walking into a bank, and he said, why do the Yankees always win? Because the other team's too busy looking at the pinstripes.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Solid. That's what you're saying right now. Don't look at the pinstripes.
You got to tell that to Pennywise, dude. I'm just having a hot take. I'm just a commentator.
You're not taking a hot take. You're taking a regular take. My hot take is Pennywise beats Mike Myers.
I'm just taking a regular take on our show. We'll see Sunday.
One thing we got to do, we got to flip a coin. I mean, if we're going to just have names.
Did you just have a bubble in your throat?
I have a bubble in my throat. I did have a bubble in my throat.
So you're saying we got to flip a coin and see who wins this one?
I think so. I mean, unless everyone else thinks Mike Myers, and then it's over. Then my vote.
What do you think, Josh? I think he thinks Mike Myers.
I think he does, too.
I think the fact that Pennywise made it out of the first round is just ridiculous.
Oh!
It was
based on who he was up against.
Yeah, I mean, walking through a Blockbuster when I was like 7 years old, seeing the original cover, I mean, that used to scare me. But after seeing this movie and seeing him getting just sunned by a bunch of kids because they don't believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty
maybe
weak.
We're stupid.
That's
maybe
pretty
maybe
weak.
We're ridiculous for having him on this fucking list. Is he even a real slasher?
No, he's a monster, though.
Best villains and monsters. Okay. Where's the Joker then?
That got clear.
I think if you can beat somebody by just insulting them, they're fairly weak-minded and they won't win any battle they're in.
Wow.
Okay. All right. That's a strong argument.
He's got me swayed right now.
I know.
Zach, do you care to even weigh in on it before we just give Michael Myers the trophy?
Yeah, I go Mike Myers just because I'm a big Jason fan. I think it's kind of bullshit that y'all give Pennywise the win over Jason. So that's my opinion.
Okay.
General Patton over here, fucking a little salty.
The committee's just bitter back here.
Everybody got pretty upset with these takes.
When Will and I first met, I was a huge Friday the 13th guy. It was actually my favorite one over all of them. It still is in a toss-up. I just respect Halloween for being the OG.
Yeah, you heard that story. You heard that podcast story, whatever you listened to.
It was super good. And there's more depth in the Halloween movies than there is in the Friday the 13th movies. Jason Voorhees, though, has weakness. He's insecure. He drowned. He had water. You can put a silhouette of the mom and literally say, hey, don't do this, and he won't do it. That's literally been in the movies where it's like, Jason, it's your mom. And she's like holding the woman's head. I think it's in part two. Friday 13th, part two. Jason resurrects himself to come back from the dead to fucking finish what his mom started at Camp Crystal Lake. He goes up. The end of the movie, the girl's like has the mom's like mummified head and holds it in front of her and is saying something along the lines of, Jason, my sweet, sweet Jason, it's all good. Everything's work out. And stabs the shit out of him. So Jason's gullible. Pennywise is smart. That's the only reason why he would beat Jason.
I know you're trying to defend yourself against. I mean, that was some heat back there.
It was heat, dude. But I'm just trying to say where I'm coming from. I wanted Jason to win. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not playing Homer.
I'm
in Spooktober because I respect Spooktober. Is Pennywise the best the best villain? Not even close. But based on the way the ranking's set up.
Right. And you got to, like he said, you got to respect the game.
If Pennywise matched up against Freddy Krueger, guess what? Freddy Krueger would have kicked his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart, intelligent. He would have beat him down mentally.
But Jason beats Freddy Krueger.
Exactly, but it's like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't always play that.
Paper, scissors.
It's like Michigan should have beat Appalachian State that one year.
Yeah, 2008. I was
But
there.
You take them lightly. Appalachian State plays their weakness. Appalachian State comes
Jake
out
Long.
With a win.
Jake Long. Jake Long was there. Jake.
Yeah.
Sad.
I guess fair point. I mean, I guess it's a fair point. Like I said, I'm being kind of close-minded right
if
now.
If rock beats scissors, scissors beats paper, and paper beats rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because one would beat the other doesn't mean that one is now the best.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just happened to be where the cards were dealt when you laid out the scissors. You laid out the paper, you laid out the rock. Do you know what I'm saying?
You and your goddamn rock, paper, scissors.
Because I fucked it up like 3 or 4 times in this podcast, and I just don't want to get dummied, so I'm like trying to be like, hey, by the way, I'm figuring this shit out as we go. I'll tell you what.
The way you throw the rock and the paper and the scissors, like, you know.
You know, it's just the one you do. It's a circle. It's a triangle, but it's also a circle. It's a big fucking deal, boys.
So, hey, Jason threw out the rock. He's the rock, but hey, Pennywise comes out that paper.
What if we had all the villains together and they just put rock, paper, scissors in the tournament?
Dude, in high school, we had a rock, paper, scissors league.
Get the fuck out of
swear to God. Swear to you, shout out the boys, dude. North County Rock Paper Scissors League. We created a MySpace.
Hey, there ain't nothing to do in Bonterra, Missouri. Talking shit like that.
We created a MySpace, and your rankings were on, like, you know, your rankings were the top friends.
Yeah.
And so you create this bracket, and you play all around school, dude. So if you pass somebody in the hallway, you bet, hey, Josh, you got to play Taylor. And you guys would sit there and duel it out, best of 5, best of 7, best of 3, whatever, wherever around you were in the tournament. And then you'd sit there and mark them down, mark them off. Do round robins, create divisions. We had it all, dude. It was a fucking blast, bro. We'd be sitting there in class, and I'd lean over, and let's say it was us. I'd be like, hey, Taylor, hey, you got to play Alex. And you guys would play, like, from afar and just kind of look, like, while the
teacher's...
And
that's a solid high school game.
Isn't it?
That's a solid high school game.
And then
you
look afar, like, while you're listening to the teacher giving notes and stuff, and you just...
No, you guys didn't go shoot, huh? Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, you guys would go shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had that league, dude. Shout out the boys going off the story.
That's
the
thing, too. Who doesn't go shoot? I feel like everybody goes shoot.
I want to say maybe in the beginning it would be rock, paper, scissors. So you just go on, you know, the third one. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Just
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. They're going to shoot.
This is the world championship in 2006 for 50 grand.
Watch.
They go and shoot.
One,
Oh, slow-mo. Oh, they, was... they fucking slow-moed it.
And there would be some strategy to it, dude, because you'd start to figure out how what guys kind of lean on, like a secondary move, shit like that. We it would get so serious, somebody would just pull out a dollar bill. And you know how it has like the little coded, like the little code of numbers next to like the face value?
Yeah.
And if it was like 1 through 3, that would be like rock. If it was 4 through 6, it'd be paper. 7 through 9 was scissors. So you just check like numbers and be like, all right, that's going to be my move. Doesn't even matter. So nobody could get a read on you. It's how fucking psychotic we were.
Wow. Rock, that's pretty fucking ridiculous and not spooky at all. I know. That's not spooky at all.
I know, dude.
I'll tell you what. God, I'm kind of pissed off Pennywise made it that far.
I know. Hey, when they had those takes, I was like, we sound stupid up here in these seats.
But also, our list, to be totally fair, wasn't the best list. It was a food bar put together, top 10.
Yeah, it was a potluck. It was a potluck of villains.
It was a potluck of villains.
So we're going to blame this on the fucking production team back there. Fine.
We'll throw it to Twitter and see what they think.
They're gonna
hey, everybody out here listening, fucking shame Alex. When you guys hear this, shame fucking Alex.
Hey, we'll throw it to Twitter, but go ahead and fucking kill Alex for this, dude.
Fucking shame Alex's ass, bro.
I'll tell you what, dude.
You guys made the seeds right here on the podcast. You guys seeded them.
Fucking shame Alex, dude.
The way it came out, though, the way they seeded, fucking Pennywise snuck his little ass in there.
Yeah. Shame his bitch ass, dude.
Jason doesn't beat...
We got to get out. We got to move off of it. That's what we're doing. We're beating ourselves
up
right now.
I'm upset.
I know.
I'm upset.
Let's talk about them. Let's talk about what we were talking about earlier.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the amount of people that have been just fucking.
I'll go fuck myself.
Hey, it was a sidebar, my dude.
I know. Hey, go ahead.
Let's talk about the amount of people that are engaging on Spooktober, dude. You tier ones, tier twos, and tier threes.
Yes.
I see you out there, dude, and you're fucking killing it. The more I'm starting to realize the tier ones legit got them little wolf emojis on their names. That's how you know they're out there, dude.
Yeah, that was a good call,
that's how you know they're out there, dude. That's solid.
They're probably repping the old vintage Spooktober gear.
Old vintage.
Looking at the newbies, being like, hey, you got to get with it, dude. Solid, though,
dude. I'm a big fan of that new shit. But you guys have come in there, and it's absolutely been crushing it. When we see you guys on social media, we just get fired up. When I do the refresh on my Twitter thing, and it's just like boom, a bunch of shit. I'm like, fuck.
I only get on to see what people are watching on Spooktober day, following through, like who's staying consistent.
Mm-hmm. I love it, boys and girls. I do too. I absolutely love it. You guys are doing an amazing job. There it is. Michael Myers is your champion. Congratulations to Michael Myers, dude.
Fuck yes. I wanted this more than anything.
What else we got going on today?
Let's talk about the demonic movies.
Yeah.
The legit scary fucking movies.
Absolutely. I've said this time and time again, the scariest movie I've ever seen in my entire life was Paranormal Activity. It affected me the longest. It affected me the hardest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like we talked about before, the slashers don't really scare you. You know what I'm saying? When you're younger, you're a little kid, like the thought of a giant man with a knife coming in, super scary. It still is, obviously, but like, hey, you can't be fucking around with them can't see them. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got them can't see them out there, dude. It's like, can't get right over there. Them can't see them.
Can't see them, dude. If you can't see them, you got no chance.
Yeah.
That thing is a bit of a deal now.
Bit of a reach on that joke.
Man, our friendships get a little spooky. It's getting a little ghostly. It's getting a little...
Oh, them can't see him, though.
Hey, them can't see him, though, dude. I'll tell you what. That's
hey,
a real
but think
deal.
About being Leatherface. You're can't... Oh, yeah. No, that was stupid. Don't say that. I was going to say... Hey.
You can't do that.
You can't do that bullshit no more.
Oh!
I was going to say he's a can't see him and a can't get right. But he's a can see him.
We don't have the whole squad here today on this beautiful bus, but it's hilarious because Alex is wearing headphones, Zach's got headphones, me and Will got headphones, and Josh went and got us coffees and now he's just playing on his computer. Poor Josh.
Yeah, tell you what,
Josh ain't got headphones on the bus,
dude. He's got the ears, though.
He got them satellite frequencies.
He can hear everything going on in here.
Yeah. Hey, that's an Adam Sandler joke.
What's that Wi-Fi password?
Five. Right, anyway. So we got Supernatural, Paranormal Activity. Obviously, that's the scariest movie I have ever been affected by in my entire life. Insidious. People got blown away by Insidious. I'll tell you what I did like.
Insidious to me is not... Are you saying it's overhyped?
It's overhyped.
I don't think so. I think Insidious is a very good spook, dude.
I think it's a good spook. I think it wasn't as good as the Paranormal Activities.
absolutely no free shoutouts, but shout out Roman Nightly Defense. If you've been dealing with acne, redness, wrinkles, dark spots, ugliness, anything, finding treatment that works can be complicated. You need skincare that actually performs, but getting started can be overwhelming, annoying, stupid, all of it. Thankfully, there's a solution with the boys at Roman. Roman makes it convenient to get customized prescription skincare that really performs. Just grab your phone or computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. If appropriate, a qualified doctor, will prescribe a custom blended treatment based on your skin type and priorities. You'll receive your custom skincare treatment with free 2-day shipping. You also get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor if you need to make a change to the treatment or have any questions. With Roman, there are absolutely no commitments and you can cancel anytime. So it's pretty damn risk-free. Go to getroman.com/barstool to try out a 3-month supply of Nightly Defense for just $5. It's free to chat with the doctor and your first order is just $5. That's getroman.com/bussin. And eligibility requirements and additional terms may apply. But it's a no-brainer, guys. It's risk-free. You get to talk to a doctor. So if you're feeling weird about your skin, you need a nice little cocktail for yourself, customized prescription, unlimited follow-ups, all of it. Go to getroman.com/bussin and get that 3-month supply and Nightly Defense for just $5. It's free to chat with the doctor. Get that ugly fixed. Get that skin fixed with the boys at Roman.
By the window.
Yeah, that's
that
creepy.
That shit was scary.
And then, like, remember when they were in the kitchen and then they flashed over and the face was just sitting right next to him?
Yeah, them jumpy spookies are scary.
And then the little boy or girl, like, walks across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Insidious is pretty scary.
At the end of the movie, dude, when he takes a picture of the woman.
Yeah.
And she ends up being, like, an old broad.
Yeah.
Shit's scary.
Yeah.
She's the witch or whatever. I did not follow it too far, but it's a scary little spooky
deal. I think Insidious does well too because they had sequels. There's three of them, right? I
think so. Yeah, there's three.
Yeah, there's three of them, and they're all pretty solid. You know what I mean? It's not like they got some of them just reach too hard and the storyline's terrible.
That's kind of what happened with Paranormal Activity. Paranormal Activity started reaching a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They started reaching, but I tell you what, the first two, this scared the ever-living shit out of me. Shout out Cam Gordon, dude. Cam Gordon and I went and saw that movie together. It was so scary.
Paranormal Activity is solid. Dude, you know what? Annabelle. Annabelle
That's
to me is scary.
Scary.
It wasn't
one,
the
dude.
Scariest. I'm just saying, like, that to me is a little sleeper spook.
It was Spooktober of 18, and we were going to Nashville Nightmare, which is also, we always like to shout out a little haunted house.
Yeah.
Nashville Nightmare solid. They have like 4 or 5 attractions. It's a fun time. It's a good event for the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get a couple gals.
They got some concession
guys.
Stand there.
They got a concession stand. If you want to have a couple drinks, you can go out there, have a couple drinks.
Pictures.
I tell you, if you're a high school kid, you're not gonna have more fun.
Yeah.
Like it's a really, really good time. The issue with that is their lines get a little long. Here's the biggest problem with haunted houses. I know I always want to rampage.
Let's get into that, dude.
I always
get into
a little bit of a rampage, but when you're in a haunted houses, I hope to God you're listening. If we come to your haunted house.
Haunted houses, I hope to God you're
owners of haunted houses, when you're walking through, if you're just filing people in a single file line going through, you're ruining the spook for everybody. Because the person at the front, you're going to hear someone go, like it's like everyone, obviously the people are in their corners getting their cues of when they're going to scare people.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a line and there's 5 people in front of me and 5 people behind me, first off, I'm not going to die because I'm not in the front or the back. But I will also I'm not getting scared. I'm watching other people in the front get scared and people in the back get scared.
I know.
I'm not getting scared. That's an issue I had with Nashville Nightmare. They very overpopulated, but their attractions are good. They have different themes.
Yeah.
Their theatrics are really good. They did a really good job.
Yeah.
But just can't have so many people walking through.
And it's
like
gotta
take time.
It's like everybody's got to work together. You got to hold the lines a little longer.
But
also, don't tiptoe through the fucking thing and to let people come behind you. Right. Then it just convolutes fucking everything, dude.
I'm a tiptoer. I like to enjoy the entire thing.
I know,
thing.
But after we get super scared, we pick up the pace a little
the
bit.
Pace and get out
you know
there.
What I mean? Because you don't want to sit there and
you're
drag
right,
back.
Dude, you're right. It's a small mistake, but there's
big penalties because of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You were just saying, hey, let's get these people through. They obviously they paid a lot of money to get in here. Let's let them go. But also, like, you just take a little time, let two go. Like if I'm in a group, I like to get in a big group of people and make an event out of it, make an evening out of
but
it.
But we do a good job splitting up.
But that's what I was going to say. You got to split up. Sometimes I'll even ditch Talon.
Yeah. Like, right.
You go get scared on your own. I'm going to get scared on my own.
Yeah.
I like to go in by myself sometimes, but I can't stand it. And if there's somebody who does an attraction, this has happened when people will be like, ah, hey man, big fan. Don't do that. Do not do that, dude. If you stop and you know who I am, I appreciate it. We can talk after, but stay the fucking character, dude.
Yeah.
Because I just love getting scared. But if someone's like, hey, man, tighten up. Well, you know, I love busting with the boys.
I rate 5 stars all the time.
I love it, dude. I appreciate
there looking
that,
like Mike
wait.
Myers, dude.
Yeah. And the guy's looking at him. Hey, for sure. That's right. He's got the mask on.
Yeah, man,
you're the best. Yeah, dude. Thanks, man. My night's ruined. You know what I'm saying? Friday night during the season, dude, it's really all you got for like a kind of wash all the week away. Because you're going 24/7. Friday night, I try to cut that out. It's date night with the lady.
That weather, changing.
Oh, that weather's changing. I can't even, dude. Oh, it's the fucking
best. It is the best,
but
bro.
That's a big thing that people need to stay in character, keep the lines well-spaced, and in small groups. Gracias.
And when you're going through it, have a little pace. Don't rush. Enjoy it. But once you get past being spooked, you know when there's some lag, like, get moving a little bit. Get moving a little
bit. It's not an art show. You can't just look at it and depict, how does this painting make me feel? Just keep on walking. Take mental notes as you're going through. Oh, I like that detail. I like that detail. But I'm moving. See how I'm moving the whole time? I'm moving the whole time I'm going. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's an important thing.
Yeah.
What else we got on the Supernaturals? Okay, so actually, before the podcast, we were actually talking about
Getting off the scary movie?
No, I'm in Supernatural because I'm bringing it back around.
Okay.
So Supernaturals, we were talking about the scariest movies. IMDb said these are the top whatever 1,000 movies, whatever, starting in order. One movie that I've heard and I've seen YouTube videos on, and it's actually epic to look it up. Any person I've ever met that was alive and went to see this movie at the time, they all say it was like it changed the game. It was like revolutionary for spooks.
Yeah.
And that was the original Exorcism.
People were walking outside of theaters, like giving takes. Yeah. And just like you said, a guy watched it like 4 times and he hadn't finished
it. There's YouTube videos of people doing interviews outside the theater saying they've seen it 4 times and they can't finish the movie. I've never been able to not finish a movie. And I know there's lots of people that have finished movies, mm-hmm. but like, were people pussies in the 60s or 70s?
I mean, I feel like this, like The Exorcist was ahead of its time.
It was so ahead of its time. It really was.
Kind of reminds me like a Jurassic Park.
It was like so sacrilegious too. You don't really do that. So the lady's literally going to town on herself with a crucifix. And she's like 12.
Yeah. And then saying the craziest fucking things too. And then puking and like
pissing herself. That must have been a tough little acting job for that little girl.
Yeah.
That must have been a hard gig to get in character. And all right, here's what we're going to do now. We should put this crucifix between your legs and just fuck me over and over again. And you're 12. Like, that's a weird.
And you got to keep redoing that scene.
I know. All right, a little more oomph on the fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kid is 13, 12 years old. It's crazy.
And then telling the priest and shit, like, you know, that kind of shit. I don't even want to say it.
There's that Ouija board Jack was talking about last week, man. Ugh.
That's just spooky, dude.
Hey, you got scared just now. Look up, go and pull up some of those testimonials or interviews or whatever. Those people doing going to see The Exorcism, getting scared. I don't mean to bump you, baby. We can play a little footsie.
Another crazy ass exorcism movie is the one where they went over over in that desert area. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
They got the disease going around. You don't know which exorcism I'm talking about?
No.
It's not the one of Emily Rose.
Emily Rose was super good. Ending was horrible. It didn't scare me very much. But yeah, pop this on for a couple seconds. Look it up. You put those over the mics real quick. Are we going to get pulled if we play this?
No, we'll be okay.
Okay. I wonder what the deal... Yeah, this is audience reactions. Fast forward a little bit because I want to see...
When I just pulled up the trailer, it had a YouTube warning on it. From the trailer from 1970, whatever, it said, like, hey, this content is not suitable for most audiences, and I had to click, I understand.
There's real exorcisms that happen out there now. Yeah. We talked about that
in the movie I was talking about was called Exorcist, The Beginnings.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. That's a scary little deal.
You know one that fucks me up that I, like, don't... like want to ever really watch, but like I will if it's I won't really if it's on. I only will if like people are like watching it and want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But Hills Have Eyes.
See,
that one kind of fucks me up in a weird way.
That movie, I enjoy them. I do. It's fucked up to say.
I know. But like,
it's the grossness
that happens.
The rape is
and then
fucked
the baby shit.
Yeah,
they take the baby and then they burn the dad.
The thing that's so interesting to me is like there's like a, it's like a nuke town, like Call of Duty nuke town,
right,
where they nuked them and like everyone they like had these diseases because they were all like affected by radioactive whatever.
Yeah,
like to me, I'm like it's interesting to me. It's like I don't know, super gross. But and I understand why people think it's
like super like, out yuck. There. So you kind of
super
like...
out there. I remember the first year Taylor and I were together, and I brought the spook into her life. She was all about it. And then one day she came downstairs in the basement. I was getting treatment, and Hills Have Eyes were on. And she's like, after that day, she was kind of over the spook for the rest of that year.
Yeah,
I think we're about halfway through too.
Yeah.
So I understand why people wouldn't like it. It's got a place. It's got a place in my my library of spookies.
In your playbook.
My playbook of spooks.
Yeah.
There's so many out there though, and we do get really too like too much on the slashers, too much on this, too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many out there. If there's things that we're not thinking of, there's so many. You guys need to let us know. Tweet us. Fucking follow us.
Do some sleepers out there. I mean,
there's some
huge
sleepers
Halloween Town fan.
That's what we actually, you know what, pull that list up because them G-rated spookies are solid,
Yeah. When I was young, like, I almost hoped that they were making another Halloween Town that was going
to
be released on
Disney. I used to love.
Because you wanted to follow the family the entire way.
I used to love Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, and they would always have, like, you're watching, like, That's So Raven. There was, like, a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
You know, and the Nickelodeons would have all their Halloween ones.
Yeah.
That fired me up. And then the Disney Channel used to do, like, the kids were, like, jumping in the air off the trampolines and doing the splits and, like, kicking their legs out like so.
Yeah.
It was epic, dude. But then in October, there were like bats and ghouls and goblins while they were doing their same kicks and splits and shit like that. Fires you up. It gets you going.
Oh,
Hocus Pocus. Shout out Austin Rogers, dude. Austin Rogers, Rogers Build. He's building my house right now. Shout out the boy. Definitely need a discount after that, Austin. Come help the boy out. But he loves Hocus Pocus now. He's in my phone as Austin Rogers, Hocus Pocus.
Hey, sleeper boys, Goosebumps.
That is a sleeper, dude.
Goosebumps,
that,
dude.
And that came out recently. Jack Black, that came out like 3-4 years ago, didn't it? Or maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you which one fucked me up when I was young, and that was the werewolf one. The Goosebumps
one,
the werewolf.
Wolves, man. Like, you got some underlying shit with
some
wolves.
We are finding some hidden things.
There you go. Things. Hey, I'm busting with the boys. You're going to unravel them little layers, dude. That you're a little tiramisu cake, dude. You got layers.
The Batman origin story, dude. The wolf origin story.
I tell you what, man.
Hey, but the werewolf one messed me up. Like, having friends, and then he got trapped in the net. The guy who, like, was trying to hunt the werewolves.
Was that a Cartoon Network?
I think
was
that
Goosebumps or was it Nickelodeon? It was too extreme for Disney, I think.
I think it was Goosebumps.
Well, no, Goose... Yeah, I know. But what network did they play it on when we were kids?
Oh. I don't know. I feel like it
just
was...
Just got so disappointed when like you said that.
I feel like it was on the network that the show Wishbone was on.
That was the wolf one. Dog.
Wasn't that PBS? Wishbone?
It might have actually been on PBS.
I used to watch that.
That was a nice pull if you did that.
Hey,
see what network it was on.
That fever, dude. That fever. That swamp fever.
Mm-hmm.
The werewolf.
Ooh, Scared of the Dark?
That
was another
one
that was pretty good, dude.
That was a good one.
God, I loved it.
Where are we at on time?
About an hour.
Oh, shit. We've been rolling.
We have been rolling. This has been a great pod, guys. I've really enjoyed it.
It has been. It has been a great pod.
It's been a great pod, boys.
Some good laughs.
I'll tell you what, though. Can't say it enough. Love when you guys were shouting the boys out and telling us things, because we need new spooks every year. Just because we put on the show doesn't mean we're not experts on it.
Yeah,
out there know a little something, a little deal, a little bit and bat. You got to let us know now.
Educate us.
Educate the boys. Education with the boys.
Nothing more than we love than getting educated on for Spooktober
what
stuff.
We love. Love getting educated on what we love.
Yeah.
Students of the game, you would say.
Ooh, teachable.
Let's
coachable.
Find out. Let's find out what network Goosebumps is on, and then let's wrap her up.
Yeah.
Am I bleeding? What is that? That is blood. Why is there blood on my leg?
Ooh, it's fucking spooky.
It's spooky out here, dude. You see that little calf blood?
Yeah, my spider might have bit you, dude.
Oh, dude, what if it became Spider-Man?
Did you say we? It'd be you.
So what if I became Spider-Man? I can't even fucking.
What are we trying to look at here?
You guys want to know what network this was on?
Mm-hmm.
The Werewolf of Fever Swamp, dude.
Is that it?
That's tough. I'll tell you what, if you know what network Goosebumps is on, shout us out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, dude. We love having you guys. Tier one, tier twos, and tier threes. You guys are unbelievable. Each and every one of you, even you sneaky little tier threes in the back there. We see you.
We appreciate you.
But go ahead and jump on board, man. We don't bite. We embrace everybody that comes on the bus.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't forget to subscribe, resubscribe. All that's, I think it was on Cartoon Network, wasn't it?
2007 yep. to 2009.
And let's follow us.
Go, dude.
Bussin' WTB. Shout us out. Follow us. Have a blast with it, dude. Leave reviews. Leave spooky reviews.
Oh, spooky Ooh, reviews.
We should get some spooky reviews. Leave us spooky reviews
of your spooky experiences.
I like that. I like that.